All right, so check this out. Red shoes. My grandpa lives in an older house by himself. My grandma passed away in August of 2021, leaving behind a house full of old antiques. Each room is filled with all sorts of things, from old glassware to old bonnets that ladies and girls would used to wear. She collected many different things. She was a hoarder, but she kept her house clean and her antiques organized. Anyway, throughout the years of her collecting, strange things would happen. They would hear whispering, see people that they can't explain in their house, and after a while they got used to it. Since she's passed away, he's continued to have paranormal experiences. This experience happened recently. There are three bedrooms in the house. My grandpa used to sleep in the bedroom in the back, but ever since my grandma passed, he's moved himself to the bedroom up front. He figured that it's easier for him to get to the bathroom. One night, he got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. He's very used to paranormal things happening to him, but this experience, he said, actually scared him. He started walking to the bathroom and stopped dead in his tracks. In front of him stood a woman. He said she was wearing a white dress with red shoes. She had blonde hair that was tied back, and he stood there as she walked towards him and didn't say a word. She didn't say anything to him as she walked towards him. The next thing you know, she vanished right before his eyes. He stood there for a few seconds, wondering what the F just happened, and he told me that after he witnessed that, he no longer had to go to the bathroom. He hadn't seen her since. I asked him if she looked transparent or did she look like a regular person, and he said that she didn't look transparent and that she looked like a random person that was just walking towards him in his house until she disappeared, that is. He said that this really spooked him, and he hopes that he never sees her again. I have plenty of other experiences from me and other family members that I plan to share. This next story is from the same person. It's called Baby Monitor. This is my grandpa's story. My grandma passed away in 2021 of cancer. But before this, my grandpa took care of her in their house before she passed. In order for him to do chores around the house or backyard, he had to put a baby monitor in the living room so that he could hear if my grandma needed anything. After she passed, he decided to keep it in the living room so he could hear if someone broke into his house, since he now lived alone and his hearing isn't the best. He kept the other half of the monitor in his room when he slept. He told me he would sometimes hear voices coming from the living room at night through the monitor. He could never decipher what they were saying. It sounded like chatter that he couldn't understand. He got used to this until one night, he heard a familiar voice come through. He was laying in bed, trying to fall asleep, and then he heard my grandma's voice call for him. He heard, "Jerry, Jerry." He was shocked to hear her voice calling his name. He got up out of bed to check in the living room, and for a split second, he forgot that she had passed. Once he got into the living room, he didn't see anyone there. He was creeped out and then went back to bed. He hasn't heard her voice ever since. He's had many paranormal experiences in his house, and so have I and my grandma, so I believe him when he told me that he heard my grandma's voice. Something wanted me to go downstairs. I used to live in this house from when I was in pre-K until the third grade. I often had weird, scary dreams and would see dark figures at night as I lay awake trying to sleep. I attributed these experiences to reading Goosebumps and my imagination running wild from those stories. However, one night, something happened that still gives me chills to this day, and I've only ever shared it with my mom. It was the weekend, and my sisters were at my cousin's house for a sleepover, leaving just my mom and me in the house. Unable to sleep, I was up watching TV while my mom, exhausted from working two jobs, was asleep in her room. Eventually, feeling tired, I went to lie down in my bed. Our bedroom connected my room with my mom's and my sister's room. As I lay there, unable to sleep, the bathroom door from our side opened and a voice asked me, "Hey, can you do me a favor and go downstairs to the basement to get me some toilet paper?" Fearing the basement, an old, dark, cold space with nothing in it, I thought it might have been my mom and replied, "There's toilet paper in there." I remembered putting a new roll on before she went to bed. Getting up with the lights off in both my room and the bathroom, I saw a dark figure sitting on the toilet. I quickly turned on the light, wondering what my mom was doing sitting in the dark, only to find nothing there. Confused and thinking I was just tired, I then heard noises coming from the basement. Standing at the top of the stairs, I saw what looked like children playing in the dark. The light switch was at the bottom of the stairs, but it didn't occur to me to turn it on. Thinking my sisters might have returned without my noticing, I called out, "What are you guys doing down there?" A voice that sounded like my sister's replied, "We're playing hide and seek. Come on down if you want to play." I asked for the light to be turned on since I couldn't see the stairs, but I received no response. After seeing a black shadow at the bottom of the stairs that didn't move or speak, I quickly shut the door and ran to my mom's room to explain what happened. My mom believed me and never dismissed my story as make-believe. I also told her about the bad dreams and the shadows that I would see flying and running around my room. That night, she had me sit in the dark while she prayed over me and my family sitting next to me. I rebuked everything that I could think of. Since that day, I've never experienced anything similar, and I'm 30 now. The girl walking on the power pole wire. I'm originally from California. My entire family resides in Los Angeles. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, we moved when I was about 2 to a small town in Texas. So, as I like to say, I'm a Cali-made, Texas-raised. Although some of my father's siblings moved with us due to better job opportunities, we still made frequent visits and often spent a majority of our summers on the West Coast. Every visit was an adventure. Some of the most bizarre experiences of my young adult life happened during my summers in Cali. There's one memorable moment that always stood out to me and my cousins. It's one of our staple memories that we often discuss and now, as adults, try to figure out. One summer, when I was about 11 or 12, my cousins and I spent most of our days outside my grandmother's house, which was next to an apartment complex in Lawndale, California. Being bored was always the beginning of many great adventures. On this particular afternoon, my cousins and I decided to play Charmed. It was a game where my girl cousins and I played as witches with powers, and our boy cousins would be the demons. It sounds silly, but it was like tag, but in teams with make-believe powers. As we played, we saw a little girl looking at us from above. She had blonde, short, curly hair and wore a nightgown. She stared at us with some kind of uneasy grin and what I can only describe as a loud stare, while standing near a rail on the third floor. I say loud stare because when I became uncomfortable and broke eye contact, I looked back to find all my cousins just gazing up at her, also mesmerized. It might also be important to note that I was the second oldest in the group of six, with ages ranging from 12 to 6 years old. For some reason, it felt wrong, so I yelled out, "Hey!" And they all looked at me. I knew something was wrong because my little cousins didn't speak or react. The apartment complex was open and exposed to the outside, so from my grandma's backyard, I could see the second and third floors and all the doors that led to the apartments. When we turned around, the girl was on the second floor, closer to us. My older cousin and I shared a look of despair. We knew that something was off. At the moment, we didn't question how she moved so quickly. We didn't want to scare the kids. She still had the same stare and look on her face, though. And without breaking her grin, she asked if she could play with us. My older cousin and I told her no, and for some reason, we both rudely cursed her out. I should also mention that I'm Mexican-American, and in our culture, we're taught to curse out bad spirits, and I think my older cousin and I knew that something wasn't human about this girl. The energy just felt heavy, and at this point, my younger cousins seemed frozen in fear. Immediately after we cursed her out, we experienced a blackout, which is common in LA. It wasn't the first time we'd experienced one, but what happened next was unexplainable. When we looked back, the young girl was walking on the utility pole electric wire. We could see her squatting over, almost like an owl, and she stared at us, then continued to stand up and walk away. We all ran inside, and shortly after, the lights came back on. We never saw that little girl again. My grandmother had several friends who lived in that apartment complex, and no one knew who she was or from what apartment she came. She simply was never seen again. The Soldier. This is my dad's story. With all the weirdest things that have happened, this one takes the cake. My dad doesn't really speak of many paranormal experiences. This one freaked him out enough, though, that he told me. One night, he went to bed with my mom and their dogs. My dad falls asleep pretty fast, but for some reason that night, he couldn't. Some background info. My parents at the time had two cats, Sweet Pea and Baby Princess. My sister named them when she was six. Their cats would sometimes go into their room when they were sleeping. My parents also slept with their door open, and their room is the first room when you would reach the top of the steps. Anyway, my dad was laying in bed, tossing and turning. He flipped on his back and closed his eyes. When he was laying there, he felt a pressure going up his legs. He figured it was just the cats. He then realized the pressure was going up his legs and then ended up to his chest. He couldn't move a muscle. That's when he started to choke. His eyes popped open and he looked over, and there was a figure standing over him with his hands around my dad's throat. According to my dad, the figure had a black World War II Nazi uniform and a black hat that had a swastika on it. The choking lasted for some time until my dad told it to get the F off of him, and then it disappeared. My dad was freaked out. He got up and checked inside all of our bedrooms and throughout the house, but he couldn't find anyone anywhere. Everyone was still asleep. I asked my dad why he thought the Nazi was choking him, and he said he wasn't sure why. Maybe he was an old, angry relative. My grandma grew up in Germany through the war, and my grandma's dad was a Nazi. So to say the least, we had some relatives that were in the war. I'm not sure why this ghost attacked my dad. Maybe because he was the strongest in the house? Who knows? My dad isn't one to make up stories like this, so I do believe him. He's a very strong and brave man, and it takes a lot for him to get scared. He told me that this really got to him, and that he was scared for us, and this is why he got up and searched throughout the house. Usually, if paranormal things do happen, he doesn't say much because he didn't want to scare us when we were kids. And I know that some of you think that he had sleep paralysis when this happened, but my dad never suffered from this. He told me that this was the first and only time where he was unable to move. My experience. I was a freshman in college in Tallahassee, Florida, during the 2017-2018 school year. Let me preface this by saying I never believed in the supernatural or paranormal prior to my experiences there. The summer after my high school graduation, many of my friends had to take a mandatory summer term as a sort of orientation at FSU. I went to the community college to transfer, so I didn't have to. I went to visit for a weekend to kind of get a feel for the city before I moved up in the fall. And while I was staying in my friend's, soon-to-be roommate's, dorm room, he woke me up on his way to his morning class, so I figured I would take a walk around the campus. When I entered the stairwell, I noticed the initials TB written on the window like someone would with their finger against the morning dew. I figured it was some type of tradition that the kids did, so I tried to write my own initials, except I couldn't because they were written from the outside. That was on the third floor of a stairwell. I didn't know anything about Ted Bundy besides him being a serial killer, and had no clue that his killings were in Tallahassee, or that there were any ghost stories attached either. Well, fast forward to the fall semester, and we lived in a house just across from San Luis Park, which was a nature trail attached to a historic mission from the 1800s. The whole trail is a complete circle with paths that branch off toward the center if you want to cut through it quicker, except for one spot where there's a perfect fork in the road. I remember being with two of my roommates walking our dog along the trail when we came across it. We stood there for about a minute or so deciding which way to go, but I looked up and there was a Grim Reaper doll sitting on a tree branch about 30 to 40 feet up in the air. I thought nothing of it at the time as it looked like it could have just been a Halloween decoration, but why someone would go through all the trouble to put it up there, I haven't the slightest idea. I mean, the tree stood about 15 feet behind the fork, with thick brush in between. Then, Hurricane Irma hit us. When I got back to Tallahassee, the first thing I did was go down the trail to see if it was still walkable. I arrive at the fork and I noticed that the tree is still there, but the Grim Reaper isn't. So I decided to look around a little bit for it. It took me about 5 minutes and I was about to give up, right when I told my roommate, "Dude, where the F is it?" I look up, and there it is. Not laying on the ground, but sitting perfectly upright on the branch that had been knocked clean off the tree. Again, I didn't believe in the paranormal, so I took it home with me, as I figured it would make a nice addition to the house. And boy did it. The roommate in the master bedroom was the resident stoner of the house, so we would always partake in our herbs and wax in there. One day, I was out of class early and home before anyone else, so I went in there to roll up. As I'm rolling, I noticed the box fan on his nightstand started rocking back and forth a little bit. My instinct was to call his dog, but he was downstairs at the time, so my next thought was, did a rat just run by and hit the power cord or something? I got down on my hands and knees, face against the floor, and I scanned the whole room. Nothing. His bed was raised, and his dressers were raised, and I could see the whole floor from where I was, and I was alone. As I'm getting up and walking back to the table, I hear something, so I turn around. Something pushed the door open, and I still don't know what it was. A few months go by, and not much happened in between, but I do remember looking in the woods directly adjacent to our house. The trail where I found the doll was on the opposite side of the street, by the way. There were decades-old beer cans and plastic bottles, but I found an old sword just sitting there. So I took it home, because who doesn't want a sword, right? Now it's the end of the spring semester, and we're all getting ready to move out. This is when the weird stuff starts happening. We had a ton of stuff that we were just going to throw out, so we got the sword out and started doing what guys do best. And sure enough, the decrepit old thing breaks right off the hilt, but that wasn't going to stop us. One of my friends grabbed the bare blade and basically cut his palm open while he was messing with it. We go back inside and sit up on the counter next to the sink while we put pressure on the cut to stop the bleeding. It was a pretty nasty gash that needed stitches, but he ended up completely going limp and pretty much falling over, banging his head on the cabinet. He woke up shaking and covered in sweat. He isn't hemophobic, and he definitely didn't lose that much blood, so it was just a very weird thing. Now, it's move-out time. Everything was put into a U-Haul, and we were sleeping on bedrolls in the living room for our last night. There were six of us, plus three friends from back home, all waiting downstairs for the Ubers to show up and take us to the bars. While we're waiting, there's a loud boom from upstairs. It was directly above us, coming from the master bedroom. It sounded like a bowling ball had been rolled off the bed. I went upstairs to check it, but the room was empty. Nobody in it, no thing in it. Everything was in the U-Haul already, and it was an empty room. I figured that was the ghost's way of saying, "Bye guys, thanks for being good sports." It's been 7 years, and that noise still haunts me to this day. Ghost in my apartment? Almost every night, I hear the same haunting classical song. It's so soft that sometimes I feel as if I'm imagining it. Sometimes, I hear the sounds of children roughhousing in my closet, which is peculiar since it doesn't share a wall with any of my neighbors. I also experience vibrations in the walls, but I can't definitively say that they originate from the walls themselves. More accurately, when I'm sitting at my table, I can hear buzzing coming from the direction of the wall. However, there's nothing in my house that would produce such vibration noises. I've tried convincing myself that these noises are from my neighbors, but truthfully, I've been hearing them in other places too. For instance, when I'm at work on my break, I hear a tiny buzzing from the window or the wall, resembling the sound of my phone going off, prompting me to always check it. It's happened too frequently to be a coincidence, and I wonder if I'm going crazy, or perhaps my deceased aunt is attempting to communicate with me. Additionally, I hear a bell ringing in my kitchen, always ringing the same number of times and in the same rhythmic pattern. Despite placing my ear against the wall in various spots, I can never locate the source. I've also been waking up in the middle of the night to see a black figure standing there. Last night, it frightened me so much that I had to reach out and make sure that it wasn't real. Just typing this out gives me the heebie-jeebies. Am I simply experiencing a series of coincidences? Or am I actually haunted by ghosts? the uninvited guest at a school trip. The year was 2000. Our all-girls school trip to a hill station was a whirlwind of excitement. 3 days, 4 nights, packed with sightseeing and cultural events. On the first evening, a fun-filled program kept most of us entertained. 3 classmates, however, opted to skip it due to travel fatigue. The second night, after a day of exploration, we huddled in our room, 8 of us. Spooky stories, a staple of school outings, filled the air. Laughter and goosebumps danced in the flickering lamplight as the clock struck 3 a.m. before we finally drifted off to sleep. Around 4 a.m., a chilling sound shattered the silence. Short, periodic bursts of laughter. It was M, the resident prankster. But something was off. Her laughter lacked its usual warmth, replaced by an unsettling emptiness. We thought it was a joke, but a slap on the arm from S didn't faze her. The laughter morphed into rapid-fire gasps. By 4:30 a.m., our bed began to vibrate violently. Panic surged. Was somebody having a seizure? Flicking on the light, we witnessed a horrifying sight. M's body contorted in unnatural tremors. Little P bravely reached out to comfort her, but M lunged with her teeth bared. We scrambled to pull P back as M, in a frenzy, tore into the mattress, leaving a smear of blood. The convulsions subsided, leaving her collapsed, and eyes rolled back. Fear, cold, and suffocating gripped us. We alerted our teachers and the school principal, who's a revered nun. They rushed in and offered prayers, blessing the room. M, drained but peacefully, slept deeply. Later, the principal questioned us about the night's events. We confessed to the ghost stories, and shockingly, the 3 girls who missed the cultural program revealed a secret. They had a Ouija board session. They used a chart paper and summoned a spirit that wouldn't leave. After much pleading, they managed to send it back, but perhaps it lingered. Notably, M was sleeping on the exact spot where the board had been placed. The next day, M awoke with a fever, oblivious to the night's horrors. The incident left an indelible mark on us, a chilling reminder of the unforeseen sources that sometimes lurk in the shadows. According to the comments in this post, M was oblivious for a very long time, and according to Facebook, she's now doing good. Ghosts in my uni library. So I have this particular study spot in my uni library that I sometimes study at. It's sort of in a more secluded area where usually not many people study at. To give you a visual picture, it's in front of a wall, so all I see is the wall in front of me, and then next to me are more desks and chairs. I normally only go there when the library is pretty full and I can't find any other spots. The last time I was studying there, I saw from the corner of my eye someone standing there, but I didn't think much of it, since it's a library. I thought someone just stood there and was looking at the books. This person, however, stood there for so long, and I felt like their body was facing me, and they were maybe looking at me, but I couldn't really tell because it was out of the corner of my eye. So I eventually turned to my right, but to my surprise, no one was there. I wasn't freaked out, I mean, I was just genuinely confused as to why there was nobody there. You know how you sometimes just feel the presence of someone? This happened to me a couple of times after that, too, where I thought someone was walking by, and I was so sure of it, too, but I brushed it off, saying that my mind was playing tricks on me after I saw the first person. Today I went to the library to study again, and I sat at a different spot. Strangely, all of my electronic devices suddenly stopped working. My phone suddenly had no reception for 10 minutes straight. My laptop just had a blank screen. My iPad saying every website that I tried to visit was dangerous. And this has never happened to me before. I got really frustrated and went to change my study spot. I was walking around for ages, even though the library was pretty empty, and I somehow ended up at that spot. I settled down and suddenly everything started working again. So I continue studying and the same thing happens again. I'm so sure that someone is standing there. I look to my right, but no one's there. To demonstrate how clearly I could see these people from the corner of my eye, at some point a real human was standing there, and my mind played it off as, yeah, this is one of those things you keep seeing. And after I look, it's a real human. I think it's strange how this only happens at this particular spot, and I never have experienced anything like this before. What are your thoughts, and what do you think this could be? This person did a little bit of research on their school and their library. The library was built in 1981, and in their research, there was nothing outstanding about it. We still don't know what's going on in that library.